Let's go to Victor in Napa, California. Wine country. Hi, Victor.
Hello, Patrick. Regarding the movie about Padre Pio, where Shia LaBeouf plays Padre Pio, and I wanted to get your opinion or take on it. I heard some negative reviews.
I have not seen it. I don't plan to see it. And I'll give you my reasons why. I've tried to acquaint myself with what other people are saying about it. So my thought number one is, he says that is having a deep conversion experience, and that he is becoming a traditional Catholic and so on. And to the extent that that's true, if it's true, I rejoice in God's mercy and forgiveness for him. That's a great thing. If it's not true, and there have been things in Hollywood that have been used as a way to make more fanfare for a movie, that's happened before. Then if it's not true, then it would be reprehensible to try to gin up this sympathy and interest on the part of Catholics. Because look at this guy, he's becoming a Catholic. Isn't that great? I'm not saying that it's not real or it's not true. I'm not questioning what he's saying. But may I say to you that if indeed he's undergoing a real conversion, to my mind, that's incompatible with some of the things that I know about this movie, including the nudity, including a sexual blasphemous action that is aimed at the Blessed Virgin Mary, and using foul language, four-letter words, etc. Those, to me, seem utterly inconsistent with a true, profound conversion of heart. So I don't know what God is doing in this man's soul, but it seems incongruous to me. So that's one layer of my reason for saying not really interested. Second layer, I don't want to see anything that would blaspheme God or blaspheme his mother or the saints. And this movie has that in it, and I don't want to see it. So as for me and my house, we're not going to see that movie because I'm not going to pay money to see blasphemy. The third thing is, similar to the second, that those things in the movie that are sexualized, nudity, etc. And I understand in the case of St. Padre Pio, he was persecuted mightily by the devil. And one form that persecution took was in the form of a succubus. So you have incubus and succubus are the two terms that are used in Latin to describe when a demon would take a male or a female form. And so it is true that in his life, this was one of the ways that the devil tried at least once, if not more often, to tempt him by appearing in the form of an unclothed woman. But this is depicted on the screen, and I don't want to see that. I don't need to see that. And going back to my first of the three reasons is that I don't think that that is consistent with somebody who's having an authentic conversion. And I don't think that Padre Pio, knowing what I know of him, would tolerate that for a moment. You know, so those who say, well, it's artistic and it's sort of, you know, this is what happened to St. Padre Pio, that's true. But we don't need to see that. That's not something that is necessary or helpful. In fact, I'd say it's the opposite. So just upon what I know and I've read and, you know, seeing what some other people have said, both pro and con, I've seen some people who are just slobbering all over this movie and they think it's so great and it's wonderful. And, you know, I take all that with a grain of salt. But my impression, not having seen it, is that I don't plan to see it for those reasons.
Okay. Yeah, I probably won't be seeing that either. Thank you so much for that.